Okay, now we're going to continue on Daf Lamed Zayin. Yes.
If coriander is a hybrid, you say?
Yes.
So then the fruit of the coriander
seeds.
What?
Seeds. Yeah, he's calling it fruit, yeah.
Yeah, but that's going to be a maisa d'oraisa, and the vegetables is only d'rabbanan. I mean the other part. So you have
That's an excellent question.
He says the footnote.
He raises. He talks about this.
Mimina al sheino mino. He says that the chiddush is that it can because it's coming from the same plant.
That's right. This is an exception. Even if you hold, he says this shot on the bottom that it, since it says you're masasa zel zeh, so then it's difficult if you hold that the vegetable is only drabonin and the fruit is the rice. So how can you be masasa one on the other? He says exactly what Dov just said. You're jumping the gun. Very good. That it's because it's from the same plant, this is an exception to the rule that the vegetable will have a dinder rice as well.
So,
that's what he says. That's a side point.
Which one?
That is, in English, this would be, just give me a second. Yes, it's in the brackets in footnote 12. Okay? And just because I know you like to read the summaries of things, so it says to sum up in the bottom of footnote 1, to sum it up, the law regarding a crop of coriander intended for both its seed and its greens is as follows. Let's just sum it up, okay?
Yeah.
A, if some of the seeds were collected before Rosh Hashanah and the tithing stage of the remaining seeds was reached before Rosh Hashanah, seeds and greens are tithed together based on the prior year. B, if the seeds were not collected at all before Rosh Hashanah and also reached a third of their maturity only after Rosh Hashanah, then they are tied together with the greens based on the current year in which they are picked. So those are the two extremes which are pasha. C, this is the complicated one. If the seeds reached a third of the maturity before Rosh Hashanah, but they were not collected until after Rosh Hashanah, then they are judged independently, each one governed by its own inherent determinant, meaning seeds go bust of the previous year, and the vegetable goes bust of the current year. Okay? Why can you afford in the Gemara? Rabbi Yozer Mahas Shabbos, the dill. So he says you take Meister from everything. Tony, Shabbos Shazar Lazar, if you go ahead and you have dill that was planted for its seeds, Misasara Zara, and Misasara Zara, then you only use it for the greens. You only for its seeds, not for the greens, because it has only that intent is the zera. So we're working our way through this dill, and we're like I told you before, its main thing is the seed. You could use it for another thing. You could use it for yet a third thing. So the Gemara is going to just go sequentially through these different products. Zera liyarek. So if you use it, you plant it for the green part of it. Then you have to use them. Obviously, the seeds stay there, and the greens are added because that's your kavana. But you don't use the stems. The stems weren't the intent. Now, what if about the third case where you did intend for the stems as well? So all those zirin, if you did it for the stems, then then you use all three. Okay. So this brisa. Let's make this. Let me make sure this is clear. This brisa is the shita of the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah did not mention anything about intent. He said that it requires tithing of all these three things in every case. The Chachamim, they hold, it always depends on your intent. Each time you intend more, it adds to the chiyuv. Okay, so that's important to know. Keini Masisa. So, I skipped something, sorry about that. Usninon, but we learned in the Mishnah, no species is subject to the tithing of both seed and greens except cress and garden rocket. What's going on over here?
Yeah.
Right now you're telling me that the cress, if you have this kavana, that it is Masasar, and you just made a klal in the Mishnah that says that there's only two that are like this. So what's the answer? Kenimasiso, you reread the Mishnah as follows. You have to insert those words. That there's nothing that, if you planted it for its seed only, that requires you to take miser from other parts of it besides the seed, the two exceptions. That's Eloh Shachlein V'Gagor B'Vayin. But if you planted it with a kavanah, not just for seeds, but for vegetables, then the Chacham would also agree that other things will be subject to tithing, okay?
Next, other things are only
other parts of the dill. Rabbi Yamliel Aimer, now we're talking about the fenugreek, mustard, and white beans. He says the buds are going to go ahead and they're going to require tithing. So the Gemara says, Ma pligin. The Gemara assumes, this is a question exactly, what the Gemara, who is it exactly that's arguing on Rabbi Yamliel? It could be this is just an assumption that there's a Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yamliel, or the pshat might be that it's Rabbi Akiva mentioned later on in the Mishnah that the Gemara assumes that the same way Rabbi Akiva argues on, what was the previous one? What was it? Rabbi Yossi? Who was it? What's his name? Rabbi Eliezer. That by the Tzlaf, the same way he disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer, by the Tzlaf, he would also disagree with Rabbi Gamliel with the Tilson and these other things. That you only go bust with the Ikapri. So whatever it is, it's not clear. The Harshim don't know. The Gemara says, Ma Pligan. What are they arguing about? Whoever it is that's arguing on Rabbi Gamliel, when do they argue? What's the case? You planted it for the seeds. But if you planted it for the vegetables specifically with that intent, again, we keep seeing this again and again, that if you have an intent for the vegetable, then Av, Rabban, and Maida, they'll also agree that that becomes part of the field.
But seeds, you never
have to have kavanah for the seeds. That's the Iker Peri.
That's the
kavanah.
But everything else you have to have intent.
Right. The Tani Kain, the Brisa says, regarding a mustard plant, and this is regarding a din of Arla. Okay, so Arla, the rule is Arla is normally Asar B'Hanah, right? It's Asar B'Hanah.
First 3 years.
For the first 3 years, that's what Arla is. No Hagim Bivvain. The Beis Nayin, that they had a custom in this place called Beis Nayin, it's the name of a place, B'Yarko, that when it came to the green part of the mustard seed, the heter, that they would eat them untithed. Did we, Rabbi Eliezer? I thought we were going to be talking about Arla. I must have made a mistake. I must have jumped the gun. It'll come later. Okay. Sorry about that. We're still talking about Meiser over here. So in this place, they went ahead and they ate the green part of the mustard seed without taking miser. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, it sounds like this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, but nobody else's shita. Lo yomar ela divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Ha divrei hakol chayev, but everyone else holds your chayev. So what does that mean? What do you mean everyone else holds his chayiv? Obviously, can't be the chachamim hold that way, because chachamim hold that the greens are not chayiv. So if they plant, so the only way to miyashiv this, to make it so it comes out of chachamim, is that there's a distinction between whether they were planted for seed only or for vegetable as well. So this is a proof that Rechachamim hold that if you planted it for vegetables, it would also be chayav. That's what it says over here. This obviously refers to where it was planted for greens, for if it were planted for its seeds, Rabbi Gamliel would agree that the greens are not subject to miser. The Brisa teachers all agree, besides Rabbi Eliezer, that if it's planted for the greens and certainly the buds of the fenugreek, mustard, and white beans are subject to miser. There's an assumption here in the Gemara that mustard and everything else is all the same. Okay, Tony, Bryce, Hapova, Sa'irim, Bahatilson, Shazaron, Yerk. If you planted beans, barley, or fenugreek for its greens, Botla Daito, your intention is nullified because they're not generally planted for just that alone. Zaron, Chayef, Yarkam, Potter, that the greens are exempt. So you see, the greens of fenugreek are exempt even though the fenugreek was planted for that purpose. Okay? That's a little bit of an exception.
That's
right.
Now this is the first time.
That's the first time we're seeing that. This month, because these are different plants. Beans, barley, or fenugreek. Yeah.
So we're saying no.
Now here it's a, right.
It depends on the individual.
So that's the question. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Now that doesn't seem like we said. We just said the Chacham held that if you had in mind it would, because it says Tosafot in the list. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. The Gemara Amud Beis, Amud Zayin Amud Beis. It says Rabbi Yirmiyahu Oid Hid Rabbi Elazar. This is another example of Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds what that your potter. Remember that was, in other words, just like that brisa in this place called Beis Nayin, where the Yarko, they were noig a heter, they did not take maisa from it. So this brisa also, when it says that it's batal daitoi, it must be like this Rabbi Elazar. But according to the Chacham, it would not be true.
That's what the Rambam puts it, like Chacham.
Oh.
And if the intent was for the Yerek, you're chayav maisa.
That's correct.
On the Yerek.
Yeah.
Yeah, the halacha.
On which, for sure.
On which plant?
On the fenugreek? Yeah,
those three.
The fenugreek.
The white beans, the mustard, and the fenugreek.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
The coriander and the dill.
What's with those two? That depends on the... It would seem that coriander and dill... Those are not grown for the leaves.
No, it depends on the individual's intent. But
these here...
That's a
Let's keep going. Okay, next. Rabbi Elazar, what about the caper bush? So that has the...
Here comes your
aura. This is the buds, berries, and husks. Rabbi Kiva says only the berries. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says the following. Kafras osur mishum klifin. That the husk is also for orla because of the orla shell. Because there's a pasuk. He dashes a pasuk. Tana kain. He dashes a pasuk. Maralatim olasai es perio. Dabashu orel es perio. It's something that covers its fruit. So he has a special pasuk to tell me that even though something is not necessarily part of the fruit itself, nonetheless, it's considered part of it as far as orla is concerned. Now, though, they explain here that this obviously cannot be like Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer holds that the Tzlafas Masaser, all of the things together, which means he holds they're all part of the fruit. If you hold its fruit, then I don't need a reboy to tell me that it's Orla, because the Pashtus and Puzzle of Orla is that it's referring to the fruit. So it must be that he's going like the Chachamim, right? Or Reb Akiva, who holds that really it's only the berries that are considered the fruit. But nonetheless, it's a special reboy to tell me that it's, that Orla applies to it, even though it's not the fruit.
Yeah,
very unusual. Remember, Orla does not apply to a vegetable. So if you have a part of a plant that's a vegetable, it wouldn't have a din Orla. It's a special reboy hakra, according to Shmuel, that tells me that even though, according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a fruit, afal pikein, it's also mishum Orla. That's very important to understand Shmuel in the depths of what he's really saying. Okay?
Excuse me.
You got it?
Why would he not say the same thing by coriander, where we said was there was a fruit?
Please. I can't answer that question right now. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Rav Afakeh le'ilein dvei Rav Asi. This is the first time you're going to see Rav Asi ever spelled with a sof. But he says, he promises us on the bottom of the page that Asi and Asi with a Samach, it's the same person. Okay, whatever it is. So he, Rav instructed the members of Rav Asi's Beis Medrash, Rav Huna Hamnuna, he says it's Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna, both of them. So Mefakeh L'Chavrai, they instructed other scholars as follows. Tevyun Mefakten L'Nsheichon, this is how you should instruct your wives. This, you know, you give your wives instructions when it comes to what they should do in the kitchen, okay?
Let me know when that starts.
Yeah, good luck with this. Kadhinun Kovshin Hadot Kafrisa, when they're pickling the husk of the caper bush. Because what they used to do is they used to make it, it used to be easier to eat by pickling it. So they had the caper bush, they had the husk, and they would be putting it into the pickling juice. Now that, he tells them instructions. Tell them to be careful. Make sure you don't put in the Marimon Elaine Bitisa. Make sure you remove those berries, right? Meaning it's Orla. So what they're telling is, what they're instructing them to do is tell your wives when they pickle the husk, make sure you don't include berries in there because the berries are also bahana. But the husk is mutter bahana because there's no din arla on the husk because it's a vegetable, right?
Well, so this is against Shmuel.
Now, they argue on Shmuel, correct. They argue on Shmuel. Right. That's what it says here in footnote 9, I think. It says they follow the view of Rabbi Kiva, who holds the husk is not subject to Meiser, because it's not considered a fruit. They also do not agree with Shmuel, who says that the husk is subject to Arla, even though it's not a food, right? Right, you got that. The way I was masber Shmuel, this makes perfect sense. That Shmuel was going in Rabbi Kiva. Remember, we explained it. He couldn't be going in Rabbi Eliezer because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a fruit. You don't need a ribei hakra. So we were masber Shmuel is going like Rabbi Kiva. They're saying that they told their wives that when they throw away the fruit and pickle the husk and don't worry about it. So you see that the husk is mutavah no by arla, not like Shmuel. Okay, good. Amar Rabba, Azmi Rab Ze'era, Kol HaKlipin G'delesim HaPri. Now, what's the idea behind this? All shells grow with the fruit and cover the entire fruit. Those are the ones that are subject to Arla. This shell is different. Zeh, Primo Malum Klipin Mil Maton. In this case, by the caper bush, the shell, it grows, the husks grow a little differently. They grow on the bottom, not on the top. Okay? Next. We're going to discuss more, elaborating about Rav Elazar's Shita, that the husks and buds of the caper bush are subject to Maiseres. So it says the husk and the buds of the caper bush are one species. Means they grow together. We're talking about, again, three parts of the bush, and these two parts are like pairs, they're matched. You can be take maishas from one or the other. But when it comes to the berry part of it, but when it comes to the berry part, the berries have to be separate. These parts are like a separate part than the berry part. Now this is where the brachas comes in over here. He brings over here that he brings it from Rosh Cirilo in 14. Although all the parts are subject to taking mysis, according to Rabbi Elazar, but the berries are a different species than the husks and the buds.
How can that be?
Therefore, you may not tithe from one on the other. This can be illustrated by the fact, listen to this, that it can be illustrated by the fact that one recites the blessing of Bori Pri Ha'adama on the husks and the buds, and Bori Pri Ha'eitz on the berries. So it's a very interesting thing here. We're saying that although we're saying that it's all chayiv in Meiser, because it's all edible, it's all considered a main output of the plant, but you're not ma'aser mizeh al zeh. Part of the plant is a fruit, part of the plant is a vegetable, so you're not ma'aser one on the other over here.
Wow.
Okay, so that's...
It's interesting you're defining it not based on how it comes out of the ground, how it's expressed in the structure of the plant itself.
Yes. Yes, it's interesting.
I know.
Now, he goes into all kinds of nuances in the bottom here. It gets very complicated. I'm just telling you what I told you so far is Rosh Cirilo. Let's keep going. Evyonos, regarding the berries, we're a little misupic about the berries. We have to give them the chumras of the tree and the chumras of seeds. Now, seeds doesn't mean really seeds here. It means of a vegetable. Now, Lidamila, what does that mean? How does this express itself? What do you mean the chumras of a seed, of a fruit, of a tree and a vegetable? So let's look more like this. Shemhoisa shniya nechnasas l'shlishas. Let's suppose you have the second year of the Shemitah going into the third year. Shuhu mafrish. So what you do is you're mafresh Meiser Sheni, and you're poided because you want to reuse that same fruit. So you take it, you don't know whether it's a vegetable or whether, right? If it's a vegetable, you go basa lakita. If it's a fruit, you go basa chanata. So you go ahead and you got the second year, third year, you don't know whether it's Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. So what you do is
you do both.
You take Maaser Sheni, Paide, and then you take that fruit after your Paide, and you give it to the Ani. So you Makayim with that fruit all the dinim, and that's Lachomer. Okay, number one. Maaser Ani. Now, the Gemara now says a Brisa regarding the status of the caper bush regarding Klayim, Hatzlaf, the caper bush. So Veshamayim Klayim Bekarim, it's Klayim. Veinoklayim Bezroim, remember we said that when it comes to Klayim, he summarizes here, let me just read it over here. You know, the bottom in 21, he summarizes it again, in case you forgot it. You have Klayim Akarim. That's, and you can't plant two seeds together. It's called Yisroim. But both prohibitions are not applicable to trees. You can plant two trees together. You can plant a tree in a carom as well, by the way. That's not a problem, right? I think I'm saying right.
As long as you leave, don't you have to leave Arba almost for Avoda?
Maybe.
It says over here,
both prohibitions are not applicable to trees. The only form of mixing that's forbidden with respect to trees is grafting. So you can't have harva.
Right.
That's a special din. But if a tree grows near a vine, I don't think they ask for each other. Okay. So it says over here, Beishami holds it regarding the caper bush. I'm not seeing anything straight here. Beishami apparently regards the caper bush as a vegetable and consider it Klayim when you plant it in a vineyard, but they don't consider it Klayim when it's planted with a different species of seeds. Because even if
seeds,
it's...
Seeds meaning vegetable.
Meaning Zroim, Klayim Zroim. For even if it's classified as a vegetable, since it looks like a tree, it does not become intermingled with other vegetables, so it's not forbidden Klayim Zroim. In other words, by Klayim Zroim, it has to look like it's intermingled. But if a species grows so tall, It doesn't look like vegetables, and then therefore it looks like a tree, and it wouldn't be awesome. That's what he says in the bottom.
Because it's a bush. Is that it?
Well, he's treating it like that. Okay, so that's what he says. Klayim bekarem, ve'eno klayim bezroim, because it grows tall. Beis Hillel Omrim, eno klayim lo bekarem, lo bezroim. They hold no. It's classified as a tree, and therefore it's not considered klayim at all. Now we're going to finish the parak now. Mirz Hashem on Daf Lamed Ches. Tony Bar Chanino Bar Chinino Bar Papa.
You skipped.
I did. Sorry.
I have the Orla.
Where's that?
We don't have that.
You don't have that?
Nope.
No. Where do you have that? You have that on the base?
No. It's
on
Lamed
Zayin.
It's not on Lamed
Zayin. What's
the? I'm saying you're on Lamed Zayin on base. You have the words. It's in the footnote?
He adds it. It's not in the Gemara. It's in the Hebrew side. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. I see on my Shinu Yudin Uskalos, it says, everybody agrees that Slav has a din Arla. Interesting.
So, Beis Shammai will say, because it's a Safek Elon, Safek Yerek, you're still Chayav Arla.
That's L'chomra.
That's amazing.
L'chomra. That's right. That's Rash Cirilo. You look at Rash Cirilo, the bottom line.
Yeah.
You see, he says Hakol Moedim, the second to third to last line. Hakol Moedim Shulchayim Ba'arlo Le Beis Hillel Asi Shapir. According to Beis Hillel, it comes out good because it's like a tree. And Le Beis Shammai Sifuki Masafkalahu. They have a Sifuki Masafkalahu. That's what it says in Pesach Kesim Avraham. Okay, let's go back there. Tani Rav Chinana Bar Papa Eshu Oila Migizoi Min Elon. We're going to elaborate how. Is how do you know whether it's a tree or a vegetable? I got a planter in front of me. Is it a tree? Is it a vegetable? I'm looking at a banana plant. It grows 10 feet tall. Is this a tree or is it a vegetable, right? You make a bright pair of apes on a banana or a bright pair of dumb on a banana. So what does it say over here? So this is the headquarters for this. Eshu oila migizoi, if it grows from its trunk, min ilon. It's a type of tree. It's not subject to climb, right? If it grows leaves, okay? If it grows leaves from its trunk, then it's a type of tree. Misha Rashaf, if it grows leaves from the roots, minyarek, then it's a vegetable. The Gemara says, Hatevan, kruv oilamigizai, but we know leaves of a cabbage grow from its trunk, and that's certainly a vegetable. So the Gemara says, a very partial teretz. Kan bevadai. Of course, if you know for sure it's a vegetable, we don't care how, what's grown from its trunk or its root, we know it's a vegetable. If you're a sophic and you don't know what it is, then you use this as a simon. Okay? And that's the way the Gemara ends the teretz.
It's really unusual.
Hold on one second.
Yes, you might.
Number five. So the Gemara says, Abe says that we should do five. So let's do five. The Gemara does not state what determines a species to be a vegetable without need to examine how it grows.
Right.
The Chazon Ish suggests the nature of the edible part itself can be the determining factor as to whether it's vegetable or fruit. For example, there is no tree fruit that is like a cabbage or an onion. However, some vegetables are very similar to tree fruits. For them, the criteria is the way they grow is used to determine whether they're vegetable or fruit. Okay, now also I want to do number eight. Once we have learned this criteria for how to determine whether a species is a tree or a vegetable.
Where are you?
No, I'm sorry, number six. My eyes are playing tricks on me. Once we have learned the criteria for how to determine whether a species is a tree or a vegetable, it's difficult to understand how Beisham and Beisil disagree about the caper. Why can't its status be determined by how it grows? Bahag explains the leaves of the caper grow both from its roots and from its trunk. So that's why they're Mazumic. They don't know this simon is not working for them, right? Since its leaves grow from its roots, so Beisham might maintain it could be a vegetable. Beisil says it also grows from the trunk, so it's definitely a tree. So go and figure that one out. Okay, so that's very important. Now, what about what I asked you before? What about a banana? So the Goyim write in number four, he brings the Goyim. Any plant whose trunk and branches completely wither in the winter and then regenerate from its roots in the spring is a vegetable. And you make a Brei Pri Adama. So that's why you're going to make a Brei Pri Adama on a banana. Okay? Since the trunk does not last through the winter, its leaves and fruits are considered to have grown from its roots. Beautiful.
Is there another example?
You know, it doesn't answer the Gemara. Does not
besides banana.
I only know about banana. I don't know about any others. Hadron Allah, I can't mention Hashabai.
Doesn't that talk about Yemen?